The other day I was reading this shit. They were talking about how the white people
yes sir, let me dig into your brain. Folks falling like rain. Probably they got me selling things, guess I'm gonna explain. Jane is rolled up, no gangs be throwed up. Jane is rolled up, no gangs be throwed up.
But there's only so much time left in this crazy world. I'm just crumbling through. I'm just crumbling through.
One of the tightest intros in the podcast game. Right here. Little static right there. Can you get that? What's happening, everybody? This is Herbbox hitting you with another episode. Salute to all my stiletto stoners, my conscious Conrads. What's up? Another one, as DJ Khaled would say. And we are proud to have 2016 Engineer of the Year, L. You gonna say nothing, man?
I was trying to make sure you wasn't peeking. Break the mic over.
Nah, what's happening, man?
Yeah, we in the building.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, this is gonna be a pretty good episode because I am going to. I know the last episode. We kind of touched on the Indians when I, you know, started doing my little research, and me and L decided, yo, it's not even good to just touch on it. So we're going to do a small segment for the Native. I just hate saying Native American because, like, how you going to be a Native to the, and then rename the, anyway, we'll get off, you know, touch. So for all the natives out there, man, looking at your history, it was very interesting, and I would hope that everybody, you know, checks it out, whatnot. And you know, I think we're gonna do more cannabis and culture. That's gonna be that little segment. So we're gonna hit the Indians this little segment, and then hopefully we move on to Asia and Middle East, Africa, you know, all around, Hawaii, and, you know, bingo, bring it on over here this way, because, I mean, this plant has went all around the world, you know, so that's what's up. That's what we're going to do. So we're going to hit you with some news. What we got? We got some good news. Speaking of Indians and minorities, we got a little bit of minority news in cannabis. L, what you got?
Okay, out of the Los Angeles Times, title says here, Latinos hold the key to pot legalization. And then it answers a question.
La Raza.
Right? But will people of color share this economic riches?
Ah, that's the main question.
Yeah. In a town hall meeting in a cavernous garage on an industrial side street in Gardena was billed as an opportunity to learn about cannabis from some of the industry's experts. I assumed there would be a strong argument made in favor of Proposition 64, November ballot initiative to legalize marijuana for adult recreational use. But it hardly seemed necessary from what I could tell. Most of those in the room were already on board. Some had recently started a business or were contemplating how to get a piece of what assuredly is going to be a huge economic pie if Proposition 64 passes. One of the evening sponsors, the California Minority Alliance, was founded specifically to ensure that revenues from the legal marijuana industry make their way to communities that have suffered most under the government's failed anti-drug policies. White people are getting ready to make this happen, said panelist Felicia, a cannabis educator and activist. If we don't participate with them, we are not going to reap the benefits, and we are the people most affected by the war on drugs. Virgil Grant, who owns 6 Los Angeles cannabis dispensaries and spent most of his time in prison for conspiring to sell pot, was just as blunt. African Americans spend a lot of money on cannabis, get a stake in this business, not as a consumer only, but as an owner slash operator. This is not just about smoking weed, it's much bigger than that. This is a billion-dollar industry.
Ooh, say that one more time.
DJ, rewind. This is not just about smoking pot. It's bigger than that. This is a billion-dollar industry.
Exactly. $1 billion. So that means everybody... It's a room for everybody to get in this. You know? And that's why... You know, we in this right here. You know what I'm saying? Number one thing while we in here. And hopefully everybody can work together with this. That's the thing. It shouldn't even be a question. It should be enough of a room that everybody can work with and come to that. Because, matter of fact, it was another report, and we'll try to find it. Real quick, I'll try to find it. I got my notes. I had them. The prices are going down. Pot prices for a pound at the beginning of this year was about $2,100 to $2,400. It is now at $17. As Young Jesus say, 17.5. About 14 to 1700 dollars now for a pound. So it's because of it's selling. I mean, it's moving. And I do believe because people are starting to want to grow it themselves. I don't know. I mean, go figure. You know what I mean? So those in California, man, hope y'all work that out. I really do. I mean, out of everybody, I think California is just basically the best. They're set up a little bit better to grow it. What you think?
Oh, as far as like the
cultivation.
Land,
I mean,
the way they yeah.
I mean, once. I mean, they just have beautiful weather all the time.
Right on, right on.
You know what I mean? It's like 85 degrees every day. I don't understand how they go to work. And you're right by the beach. I would be hard-pressed. Like, man, I'm calling in today. But I guess like anything else, once you get used to it, it's no big thing. I guarantee you people that are native to California, they probably don't go to the beach every day.
Do they work over there? Or they just go to the beach?
That's what
if
I'm
they
saying.
They work from the beach.
Yeah, well, I'm quite sure. That, you know, it's just like when people come here from out of town or something, and they always want you to take them to... they want you to take them to something here, and we don't see it the same. It's like, it's over there. We don't.
I've been to the Galleria.
Yeah, you know, and it's a big thing for everybody that comes from in from out of town. So I'm quite sure it's the same thing with California. So that's what's up. Hey, man, y'all go to the website, Herbox, HERBBOXX.com. And you know, I always started at the beginning and said I wasn't going to, you know, ask y'all to subscribe and listen and rate us. I'm still not going to do that. That's kind of corny. And you know, you're going to do it, you're going to do it. I don't want to have to beg anybody. And if you don't, I mean, cool. I mean, you know, just enjoy yourself. Don't sweat it. But now if you do, then you do. But I don't want you to rate me a comment negative. If you got one, let's talk about it. I want to build on it. So if it's something I need to do, like I got a text from a lady in Minnesota. Oh man, I wish I would have known the lady's name or handle. I am so sorry, lady, if you're listening. Word to you. She told me she liked episode 3 with my daughter. Man, thank you very much. Big ups to my daughter, Kiara. I love you, baby. See you out there doing your thing. And so I appreciate that, man. I'm just trying to, me and L here, we just trying to do it. And so I appreciate that, man. And but she did give me a little criticism, L. She did tell me, see, and I appreciate that. She told me I need to cut down on the bad language.
Cussing? Oh.
Yeah.
I was too afraid to say it.
She's right. So I'm gonna chill. I'm gonna keep myself at a minimum of 8 cuss words. I'm gonna keep myself at a minimum, and I'm gonna tell you, I'm definitely not gonna be cussing when we do this segment for the Native Americans, man. Y'all please pay attention at the end. I did a little history, did a little research. So for the Native Americans, I hate seeing it. So the First Nation, as they call them in Canada, the Natives. I have a little section on cannabis in the Native culture. But we'll get to that. So hey, we're going to go ahead and get to a little music break, and we'll be right back. Peace.
So, how many married people out here? Make some noise. Don't just raise it up. You know, I admire y'all, respect y'all, you know what I'm saying? You fighting a good fight. Look. Look. I shine, you shine.
Hello, hello.
I shine, you shine.
Yes.
Forever. Forevermore. Forever's a mighty long time. I really want to spend it with you. I shine when you shine, and there's really no substitute. Forevermore, forever's a mighty long time. I really wanna spend it with you. I shine when you shine, and there's really no substitute. Hey, take a picture. I want you to remember when I profess my love. Press a button. I hope that you're recording every word I'm saying to you. Telling you right now from this day on. Already weighed out the pros and cons. Telling me you're just the woman I want. I want. I'm making my plans just to be with you. You're showing me, babe, to the days I threw. And I ain't ashamed, love, to say I do. Forevermore. Forever's a mighty long time. I really wanna spend it with you. I shine when you shine, and there's really no substitute. Forevermore, forever's a mighty long time. I really wanna spend it with you. I shine when you shine, and there's really no substitute.
Pick a tree and carve our names. Let the world know it's not a game. Last longer than a wedding ring. Generations tattooed by the love we bring. From the seeds we sow to the time it takes to grow. How much I love you, I want to love you. Incomplete.
It's like it's not song without this beat. Oh, I'm saying that you're just the woman I need.
Woo. What's up? Hope y'all enjoying yourselves. Rolled up. You got yourself grind up. Got your bong. Pipe. Everything's tight. For that flight. Serve box, baby. Yo, hey. I want to tell everybody, please, 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 please. And I do say please. It will be for your own benefit. Go check out Southside and me and you, or whenever with the Obama, I guess Michelle Obama and Barack Obama first date. The whole movie is on their first date. Yo, man, we got a dope president, and I do mean, like, this dude is so down to earth. Like, they showed him, he had a hole in the bottom of his car, you know, he, you know, was just open with him being cannabis user when he was in high school, kind of just a little confused because his father wasn't there, and then his father dropped out of Harvard, started drinking, and then went back to Kenya and killed himself in a automobile accident, drinking and driving. And I mean, he was just a real dude, and he was a community leader in the Gardens project, housing projects in Chicago. I mean, him and Michelle, like, yo, man, we're not gonna appreciate him until he leaves. Once he leaves, then we're gonna see. Like, then we're gonna know. Like, I'm hoping, I'm praying that we can have someone to come close, like this is a model to be. Now there's people that say, I will say this, for what he had to work with, meaning it's almost like the Republicans did everything in their power not to let stuff go through, you know? And I know it had to be real frustrating for him, you know? Got to be. But definitely go check that movie out, man. That's a dope movie. It's a dope movie. And I'm going to tell you another movie that's going to be coming out. Probably be out by this time. Mr. Church. Eddie Murphy. He's doing a movie, but it's not a comedy movie. It's a drama. I think he'll get an Oscar on this one.
Eddie Murphy serious.
Oh, yo. But think about it. Robin Williams, that's what he did. Was a good actor with Will. What was that one? He was the psychologist, and that one guy was real smart. Ben Affleck produced it or wrote it or something. Wheelhouse Hunting.
Oh, Goodwill Hunting.
Goodwill Hunting. Yes. That's a good house. Yeah, so, you know, Robin Williams did some real serious roles. May he rest in peace. It can be done, man. I think this will be an Oscar winning performance for Eddie Murphy. Yeah, because he hasn't won an Oscar. Has he? No. I mean, maybe in Trek he won something, huh? As a voiceover, before as an actor, I know he didn't win nothing in 48 Hours, one or two. Beverly Hills Cop, you know. Yeah. He didn't win no Oscar. I mean, you know, it was made money, but I don't believe it was. I don't know. But I definitely know that one's coming up down the pipeline. And I'm not a big movie
fan.
Nah, not really. I have not got a chance to see yet is The Get Down, The History of Hip Hop in the Bronx.
I need to see that.
It's on Netflix right now. I haven't seen it. I've been watching The Last U. It's about college players at junior colleges, you know, before they hit the big time. And as a matter of fact, the quarterback, the backup for Dallas, he went to a junior college before he went off to Mississippi State. And, yo, that boy the truth. We need him in there. Like, Romo, it's time to go. It's it. It's a wrap. It's over.
It's a wrap.
It's over, man. Your mind really feels like it can do it. But, nope.
Your mind really feels like you can do it.
Yeah, right? I mean, you know, hey, I'm getting older. We getting older. And we all feel like we can. I feel like I could go out and still run a mile in about under 5 minutes.
You can?
No, I cannot.
Oh,
right. But in my mind, I feel like I can. You know what I'm saying? In my mind, I feel like I can do that. Can I do that? No, I can't. You know, that's what I did when I was younger. Right. As we get older, it's just, you know. Now, there's exceptions to the rules. And, you know, you see Tom Brady. Now, he has a different type of coaching, okay? There's no way that we can say the coaching that Romo has is even close to what Brady has, and he has better weapons. You know, now we have a good weapon, and man, we're talking about sports. I know it was cannabis. Let me stop. But speaking of sports and cannabis, yo, Josh Gordon, yo man, hold your head up, receiver for Cleveland Browns, who was definitely kicked out twice for testing positive for cannabis.
That's not the guy that came on ESPN and was like, he's going to get cleared. Like,
Speak up. But
that's not the guy that came up on ESPN and was like, he's about to be cleared.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. He's going to be out for four games, but they reinstated him and whatnot. But my man be chiefing. I mean, he be smoking. He will not stop. But he's a good receiver. Like, he's good. He's the truth. Comes out of Baylor. You know, he played with, what's his name, RG3. So, to see them hook back up, that's going to be good. So, that's Cannabis and Sports. And, my man, that UFC, he comes to the fight smoking at the press conference. Nick Diaz. My man, that UFC is a different animal, right?
it's a species.
A whole different animal, yeah. Man. I don't know what to say about that. I'm just waiting to see if they're gonna have a champion that can just hold what they got, you know, instead of just change hands back and forth. But as far as this is what I believe. Now, this is, you know, let me put my two cents in for sports, because we had this with Cannabis and Sports. Ezekiel, the running back for the Dallas Cowboys, they were in Seattle, and he was caught going inside one of the dispensaries. And TMZ, yo, you know, like, for real, man, y'all snitching like that. I mean, it's no big thing. Like, he went inside. I mean, maybe he was curious to see, like, yo, I've never been to Seattle. I wanted to see inside. He just wanted to see, like, yo, I can't smoke, but, yo, let me just check some out. Or, you know, let me get some rub for my mother or something like that. He might have done that. Is that worth reporting on, though? Making that big of a deal about it? I mean, I think some things are TMZ. Won't TMZ stick to... Like, stay away from the sports. Like, stay in that over there with Paris Hilton and you know, Kim Kardashian. They want that. They're snitching on the athletes. That's, what you think about that?
I mean, they got to make their money either way. Somebody's going to try to report as much as they can on actions that they think is going to be a big.
You're right. Because if it wasn't, you know what? You're right. It probably was somebody taking a video, sending it to TMZ, selling it to TMZ. You're exactly right. So TMZ's like, see, it ain't us, the people sending it to us. But then it's up to you to play it. Like, but you need ratings and the money. But God, dog, man, shit. That's my one. I only got seven more.
It comes with the territory, though, right?
Yeah, it does.
Celebrity athlete.
You're right. You got to be able to take the good with the bad, and you got to know where you're stepping. You got to know what you're doing. You got to keep your head on the swivel, not even on the field, but off the field, you know? Because he could easily, like, sent someone in there and say, hey, man, can I come through the back? Or boom, 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 I'm Ezekiel Elliott. You know, I just want to see some, or I want some, or whatever you're going to do. I don't know. Maybe just don't go in there instead of just doing that. But I hate to tell somebody you can't go in some. Just because he's in there doesn't mean he's doing something. I mean, he just want to see.
Right.
Well, that's just like if somebody go inside one of them old massage parlors. Like, yeah, right. He ain't getting no damn massage.
Need deep tissue. No happy ending.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's Cannabis and Sports right there for you all. So, I wasn't off rambling. Anyway, man, check out the website, Herbox. That's HERBBOXX.com.
Two X's.
Meek Minds. Still waiting. Yo, L, I had reached out to a couple of one artist from, I'm terrible with remembering names. Man, I start writing it down when I come. But anyway, the artist was not from this country. I want to say not Belgium. Anyway, I reached out to him. I was like, you have some new music. He had tweeted out like, hey, check out my new music. And I was like, yo, I like that, man. We ought to get it on our podcast. So if you need any beats, you know, Meek Mines. And he was, you know, when I tweeted him, he just liked my tweet. What the hell does that mean? I mean, I'm trying to tell you, like, yo, you need to get some, your beats is tight, but we can definitely tighten you up. Meek Minds, that's MeekMind.com for all you music people, or even you entrepreneurs. They're in California that is getting ready to pass Proposition 64 and is looking to have a new business. Come over to Meek Minds where you can get your website started. Nice. Make your brand stand out. Use your mind with Meek Minds. You see, that was professional. Went in on it. Hey, man, we're going to go into this break, and we'll be right back again. And we're going to go into the Native American, what a little history. The Native Indian and cannabis. All right, so we'll be back. Peace.
You deserve more. Herbbox is here to give you more. Fortunately, the cannabis laws and stereotypes are slowly being changed. Herbbox is a medical and recreational cannabis container that brings style and fashionable credibility to the cannabis community and movement. Check out our website at herbbox.com, which is HERBBOXX.com. Accessories say a lot about a person, and Herbbox says that you are exquisite and superior. Cheers.
About this hip-hop, man, I mean, how far will you punk motherfuckers go for 15 seconds of fame? Microwave popcorn ass niggas, yeah, we give you much more.
Much more
longevity, baby, and yo, Dave.
Yo, it's been instilled in me since infinite, y'all. Using these minutes like I value the call. Put your money in the bank and hold rank over friends who ain't got leadership skills. I got the sheep in my eyes, so I can't sleep. We like the land and lay the brand away, grand operate the stand away, L.I. Scheiss. I play the Xbox instead of fucking with dice. I hate losing the doze, walk away with my dough, cause I doze. Tracy broke me, and now she wanna see the resident provoking me to pop willies on my bicycle. Watch your eyes twinkle. One house, two houses, third house, house rules, so house take bank, watch Dave bank. Banner had him on a hawk, Cincinnati extravaganza, gamma ray rap, I make the Hulk snap. Jump back like James Brown, hey now. When the liquor over, we smoking the hay now. Delegate numero dos, I holla out the Sal and Los and keep the island close to me.
Much more is what we got in store. Just believe it. Much more than Vegas is, I will always be believing.
I got birds, scales, babies and bills, brothers with smoke krills, still trying to get himself together from it. No one can quite run it like me. I'm on a cutting edge of what's alleged to be hot. And when you rock, they're just impersonations of me. The writer's MC, MP with the V in the middle. I belittle your plan, courtesy of NY Dirty C, my man. My base of fans is made up of many. The kids allergic to belts and they mind melting drinking the Henny.
Okay. Speaking of Native Indians with cannabis. Now, we cannot speak about the Native Indians without talking about the, how can I say this? Unjust is not even a fitting word has been done to this culture. So, in this, the histories about the Native is all lost because nothing was recorded. If anything, their whole culture and being was systematically planned to be erased. So, as the Christians, the Europeans came over, they wanted to, it's funny, say the word civilize, but in doing so, they did it very uncivilized manner by taking away their customs and culture. So, with cannabis being used in the Native Indian tradition, there's over 500 different tribes, so well diverse. Not all Indians use the plant, but we definitely can find the plant used, the hemp, used as fishing nets, a lot of their garments as quilts and whatnot. As far as smoking of the cannabis, tobacco was one of their main things that smoked, as well as kinnicka, and that's K-I-N-N-I-C-K, as well as other herbs, sage and cannabis and others. So smoking, and this is, well, that's to say, the peace pipe. I know we talk about the Indian in his peace pipe. Well, that was done for different pipes, serve different ceremonies. You have a pipe for praying. You had a pipe for daily meditation. You had a pipe for healing. And the shaman or someone, leader of the tribe, would smoke for different. Smoking of the cannabis is also for women bearing children to relieve of some pain. So you could say back then use that as a sedative or whatnot. So the history is, like I said, not really recorded because of the simple fact these people did not use paper or pencil, but still lived a simple yet prosperous life, but it was systematically washed out. So, salute to the Native Indians. Peace.